As you all settle back in, I'm going to invite you to sign the friendship pads. They're located at the right end of all the pew segments, and pass them down your pew, pass them back. Note who you're worshiping with today, and you can greet them all formally on the at the end of the service this morning. I'm the Reverend Mark Gowan. I'm a pastor here, and I'll be leading worship this morning. Abby Hansen is our liturgist. Earl Linhart is directing our choir, and Lynn Meyer playing the organ this morning. And we have Valerie Adams-Hildreth here sharing her musical talents on the flute. If you're visiting with us in the sanctuary, I invite you to fill out a welcome card that are in the pew racks and in front of you. If you are visiting on our live stream, I invite you to leave a message on Facebook. And if you would like to know more about this congregation, you can call the church office at 614-882-3155. We have a few announcements this morning to share. First of all, this is Music Appreciation Sunday, and we are glad to have our choir and our other musicians here this morning. And the flowers are given by the Worship Committee as part of Music Appreciation Sunday. And the Worship Committee is also has the coffee hour this morning, which includes cake. So, just try not to have a mad stampede back to the Knox room back there. There will be confirmation class today at 4:15. Next Saturday is our spring work day. Starting at 9:30, we need folks to help us spread mulch and do some other outdoor sprucing up of our church and grounds, and we'd be glad to have all the help we can get there. Give us an hour or two on Saturday morning, and we'll get it done pronto. In a couple weeks, 3 weeks, we have graduate recognition, and we would like to know, we don't always know, of our graduates, particularly college and post-college graduates. So if you have a viewer, a graduate, or have a graduate in the family, we'd like to know. And we'd like to know by Thursday this week so we can properly prepare for graduation Sunday. So you can call the church office or talk to me. And let us know if there are any graduates you would like to have recognized. If you got the Advocate, you saw that one of the things in there was a plastic bag and other plastic wrap drive. The boxes to collect those are now here in the elevator entry area on the south side of the church. And so whenever you come to church, you can bring those plastic bags and other things, drop them in there, and we will collect them, and eventually they'll turn into a new bench for our garden area out there on the east lawn. Let's see what else we have. We have one other announcement, and that is that three Saturdays from now, May 20th, we will the Westerville Farmers Market will begin, and we have been asked by the city to have our children's booth up. It was very popular, and thanks Heather for putting it together, but I would like to have more of us enjoy what is part of helping out. So if you can give us a couple of hours on a Saturday this summer, it would be a big help and a lot of fun. The Farmers Market itself is fun, and then watching the kids have fun is part of it as well. There are sign-up sheets out there in the gathering area in the sign-up book, and all we ask is for a two-hour shift. If you can do that once or twice from May to September, we would it would be appreciated not only by us but by the people in the community as well. Now let us begin our worship on Music Appreciation Sunday with the music of the Prelude. Thank you.
Won't you please join me in the call to worship? We come, O God, to hear again your word and prepare ourselves to receive your salvation as promised through our baptism in Jesus Christ. Let us join together in worship. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble.
God is present when every morning dawns. God gives peace in the midst of chaos.
Be still and know that God is here. God provides comfort and is with us all the moments of our days.
Indeed, God is our refuge and our strength. Let us worship our ever faithful and loving God.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of adoration. God of all time and space, we come to you at this hour and in this place to worship you and to praise your holy name. We come with the burdens of yesterday still clinging to us. We come wondering what today will bring. We come holding on to the promises of tomorrow. Guide us through our journey of life, lighting the way when we are lost, redirecting us when we turn the wrong way, comforting us when our paths separate from those of loved ones. Teach us to trust in you as we take each and every step through life. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us give a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 2. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Psalm 33, verses 2 through 3. This is what we do every Sunday in First Presbyterian Church of Westerville. Not only are we so lucky to have our wonderful organ and piano, and we have the opportunity to hear other instruments. Earl and Lynn bring life to our program. Todd and Kim Wise and Valerie Adams Hildreth, as well as several other musicians, bring their talents to us. Our choir, along with many soloists, bring us joy. Would everyone who is part of the music program in any way please rise? Please help me to thank them all. Thank you. You can help support our music program by donating to the Music Appreciation Fund. Please join us in the gathering room for refreshments after the service as we honor our music program.
I'm going to invite the children that are here to come forward. And maybe there aren't any this morning. Maybe you're all watching online. That's great. So know how that morning goes. Talk to somebody during the week, and so we missed you in church. He says, oh, I was there, and of course they are right there. So, I wanted to talk to the children and just mention that our choir are really good at singing, aren't they? They're really good at singing, aren't they? And you might say they have a talent for singing. And Valerie has a talent to play the flute, and Lynn has a talent to play the organ and the piano, and Earl has a talent for directing. All that talent right up here, isn't it? But I wanted to tell you something. There are other sorts of talents besides music talents, you know? Some people are good at art, painting pictures or making drawings. Some people are good at acting, you know, they could act in plays and shows on TV. Some people are good at science and understanding how the world works. Some people are good at fixing things, you know, things that are broken. Some people are good at math, you know, and can add up numbers and solve equations, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different talents in the world, and I'll bet each of you has one or more talents. And maybe you don't even know them yet. Sometimes you don't discover your talents until you're older. And they come out when you get to try something new and you discover you're good at it. And that's a talent. So. The one thing I wanted to let you know about all the talents that people have is that they are a gift from God. God is the one that gives us those talents, the talents to sing, the talent to play instruments, the talents to fix things, the talents to do art. All those talents are given to us by God. And one of the things we do when we discover what those talents are is we share them with God in some way, and we have so many different ways to share the talent. And our choir has shared their talent with us this morning, but we have people in the church that fix things, and they share their talent that way, and other people in the church are artistic, and they make our church look beautiful, and all sorts of other talents. And so when you discover your talent, I hope that you will find a way to use it to give glory to God. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving us all talents and letting us grow in them and learn how to use them, and help us to use them in ways that you find pleasing and make you happy. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have two scripture lessons this morning. The first is from Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. So listen for the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our second scripture lesson is from the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 5, verses 15 through 20. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. And as we reflect upon it this morning, we ask that your Spirit guide my words and all our thoughts so that all may be pleasing in your sight. Amen. The choir director got up in front of the congregation and announced that the choir would be singing Till the Whole World Knows. The choir director's daughter was sitting in a pew, turned to her mother and said, "This is going to take a long, long time." I don't know about that girl, but I know I could listen to our choir as long as they were singing. Thank you for that gift. Today we celebrate God's gift of music, especially those whose music gifts inspire us. Every Sunday we come here and are blessed to have these men and women behind me sing for us, all dressed up in their new green robes. We are blessed to have a choir director who always seems to choose the right piece of music for every Sunday. Every Sunday we are blessed by the instrumental talents of our organist who puts in long hours getting ready to set the proper mood for us each week. And on some Sundays we are blessed with the musical talents of our members and guests like Valerie this morning, like Todd and Kim on other Sundays, and several others over the years who share their love of music with us. In short, music fills this place to overflowing, and we all benefit from it. And what's more, this church has a history of helping others benefit from the music that overflows from this place. We have been a host of many concerts over the year featuring the musical talents of individuals, groups, and whole choirs. Sometimes one of our own will present one of these concerts, like Bev will be doing in a little over a month. Practicing hard, are you? Okay. We're looking forward to it. Our church has welcomed a host of recitals, practices, contests, and rehearsals over the years by various groups who are outside the church. But know this is a wonderful place to do those things. And why shouldn't the church be filled with music? Music has been part of our worship of God from the very beginning. From the songs of Miriam celebrating the successful crossing of the Red Sea, to the famous harp of David, to the hymns that the disciples sang after the Last Supper, to the trumpets of Revelation. Music covers the span of the Bible and expresses our human longing for God. And why not? Music has a way of touching us in ways that no other medium can. Thomas Carlyle wrote that music is the speech of angels, and perhaps he's right. I firmly believe that it is the speech of the soul, for it is music that both comforts and inspires us in ways that words alone will never do. Henry Giles once said, "A song will outlast all the sermons in memory." See if that isn't true. Indeed, the psalm that Abby read this morning tells us that music should be a central part of the praise of God. Listen again to the middle of that psalm. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praising God with music. Music from the trumpet, the harp, the tambourine, the pipe, and even the cymbals. All music just for our God. And then comes the line that was written just for me. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. In the midst of all that music. For those of you who know me, I am not much of a singer. When I was in high school, all the kids were in the choir. And there was a part, you notice one part, just the men were singing. So there was a part we were singing, just the boys were singing. The choir director kept telling me to get softer. Just me. Softer, Mark, softer, Mark. There you go. I can sing where I know no one will hear, like in the car. I can do that well, with gusto. But the psalmist does not let me off the hook. He says, everything that breathes, praise the Lord. Let every creature in creation make music to our God, even me, even you. For you see, there is music inside of me, even if I don't have the equipment or the training to get it out. It is still there inside of me and you, which is what Paul was saying in his letter to the Ephesians when he wrote these words that we heard this morning. Be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord with your hearts. Making melody with the Lord, to the Lord in your hearts. That is praise for God through music. I first understood this when I was in high school, when they made me be quiet. But there was another time when our high school choir, the choir director took the boys in the high school choir and joined with the men of the adult choir for a special Sunday choir of men and boys. What came from that joint gathering of male voices was one of the most inspiring sounds I ever heard. Certainly, it was the most inspiring sound that I was ever part of. I don't even remember what we sang, but I remember the sound of our joint voices, and it sent chills up my spine. It was then that I understood that there was music inside of me, and that through music I can connect with the holiness of God. Make music to the Lord in our hearts. For Paul gave more than a description of worship in this line. He gave us a description of the Christian life. Paul began that paragraph with these words, "Be careful how you live." For Paul, worship was not limited to the sanctuary. Worship was something that we did all day long. From the minute we wake up in the morning until the moment sleep overtakes us, we are worshiping God. And so we might want to be careful how we live, because living is our worship of God. The attitude that we bring to the day is our opening hymn. And our reflections at the end of the day become our closing hymn. And the way we treat others is our sermon for the day. And the times that we care for others in need become the practical version of our prayers of the people. We make our offering by sacrificing our time for others. And when we pay attention to children in our midst, we are reenacting the especially for children in our worship. And when we resist the temptations of life, we are, in a very real way, affirming our faith. Thus, each day becomes a worship service in and of itself, and each moment becomes a moment to praise God. And how does Paul instruct us to keep all this together? How does Paul tell us that we can be, how we can be careful with our daily lives? It's simple. Paul tells us to make music to the Lord in our hearts. And this isn't a bad way to live. How would our days be if we spent the day making music to the Lord in our hearts? How much better would your day begin if you woke up singing, "Morning is Broken"? And what would be better than starting work by humming the hymn, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee"? And when you have a particularly tough part of the day, wouldn't it be a great idea to sing "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound"? And as a reminder of how much we need God, and when we make tough decisions, wouldn't "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah" be in a perfectly appropriate hymn? And why not, at the end of the day, sing "All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night"? I'm not sure that's what Paul had in mind, but I do think he knew that our worship is not limited to this hour on the Sabbath or this place in our world. Our worship of God is a daily activity, and the tone of our heart is what keeps it that way. Thus, if we find ways to praise God each day, then we will find that we are making music to God in our heart, even if the ways that we find to praise God are monotone. The music that we share here this morning, the anthem, the prelude, the postlude, the hymns, the offertory, this is our music for the week. What we hear this morning in some way is intended to be part of us, not only for this morning, but for tonight and tomorrow and each day after that. For music is our praise of God, and our praise of God is our lives all through the week. Which brings me back to the words of the choir director's daughter. This is going to take a long time. And we and God will enjoy every minute of it. Amen.
Would you all please stand and join me in the declaration of faith taken from the brief statement of belief? We trust in God, whom Jesus called Abba Father. In sovereign love, God created the world good and made everyone equally in God's image, male and female, of every race and people, to live as one community. But we rebel against God. We hide from our Creator. Ignoring God's commandments, we violate the image of God in others and ourselves, accept lies as truth, exploit neighbor and nature, and threaten death to the planet entrusted to our care. We deserve God's condemnation. Yet God acts with justice and mercy to redeem creation. In everlasting love, the God of Abraham and Sarah chose a covenant people to bless all families of the earth. Hearing their cry, God delivered the children of Israel from the house of bondage. Loving us still, God makes us heirs with Christ of the covenant. Like a mother who will not forsake her nursing child, like a father who runs to welcome the prodigal home, God is faithful still. Amen.
As we come before God in prayer, we lift up those who are in particular need of prayer. And we pray for those grieving loss, including the personal prayers to God, and then I'll lead in our common prayers. Let us pray. O Lord, hear our prayers. In you, Creator God, the world began. All creation is known by you. No life lies beyond your reach, and no one is left out of your love. You are the source of life. If it is our hearts that are hard, Lord, then make them tender. Turn them into springs of life and love that you created them to be. Help us to live for you and for all whom you care. Make us receptive of you. Open us to your goodness and your graciousness so that we might relax our all too tight grip on things to control. Loosen our fear of those things beyond our power. The world is great, Lord, and you have made us able to care for it, not control it. Forgive us, Lord, for failing in so many ways to care for your creation. We have been short-sighted and putting consumption, comfort, and ease first in the way we live our lives and in the way we treat each other and the earth. Straighten us out so that we might set our eyes on the horizon and there see the future you desire for us. You have planned a future, we know, for our world's welfare, a future in which people know neither hunger or thirst, a future in which our children flourish and our elders are honored, a future in which everyone has a home so that all can show hospitality, a future in which all peoples learning to forgive each other so that they might live together, become a new creation. Lord, put us to work for the welfare of the world. Fill our lives with your love that we may count nothing too small to do for you, nothing too much to give, nothing too hard to bear. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. And as God has blessed us in so many ways, we have the opportunity to bless others. And one of the ways we do that is in the sharing of our offerings. Let us do that now.
Let us pray. Let us praise you, O God, not just with our voices, but with our actions, not just with our hearts, but with our hands. Even by our giving, may we praise you, O God, accept these gifts and use them for your glory. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Forget you're invited to join the choir and with a special coffee hour time this morning. And when you do go from this place, go with the blessings of God this day and every day. Amen.